Peanut butter stouts, guava sours, hazy double IPAs, pomegranate ales. These are just a few experimental beers to come out of the craft beer craze in recent years. According to the Brewers Association, this expanding industry started in the 1990s, but it didn't gain momentum until 2010, making it relatively new. In West Virginia, that growth came even later. But many home brewers in the state have been experimenting with beer for decades, and they've been collaborating in community-organized home brew clubs. In West Virginia, there are 13 clubs, one of which is in Elkins. It formed in 2009, and they call themselves the Appalachian Brew Club.
When you're around other brewers, you pick up learning how to brew, and you brew really well in a short amount of time. So you just, it's a super fast starter for people.
That's Jack Tribble. He's been brewing since the 90s and is one of the original founders of the club. He and several other members get together at one another's homes. On this day, they've met up to brew a New England IPA.
Hey Scott, you're aware that you're boiling here, right?
In the kitchen, the stove is covered in giant stainless steel pots. The counters are filled with different yeast strains and a variety of grains. A giant Gatorade cooler is nearby for pouring beer into, where it steeps in the grains. The room is filled with a distinct yet polarizing smell. Jack gives his thoughts on the aromas.
I think it is a sweet cereal smell that has a grainy backbone to it. It's really, it smells great.
But longtime club member Rick Newsom says it's an acquired scent.
Brewers love the smell. Walk into a big brewery and they're brewing some porter or some sort of dark beer, it just smells heavenly. But unless you're my wife.
While the club brews, they sample other local beers.
I brought some beers too, and so we have more beer than you have time, so that's
a lot of people enjoy beer, but these guys love beer. For Rick Gage, it's like a creative science.
Great bunch of people to hang out with and talk about beer, and they, like me, they nerd out about the specifics and the details, and not just, oh, this tastes good, but why, and what hops are used, and what's the malt bill like.
There are six stages in the brewing process: milling, mashing, lautering, boiling, fermenting, and conditioning. The Elkins Club is at the end of the mashing stage, where the enzymes from the grains are converting to sugar. At this point, it's not quite beer, but a sugary liquid called wort.
10-4. What's your target pre-boil gravity, Scott?
10.55.
Is that your OG or your pre-boil?
Pre-boil.
Okay.
They are trying to get the wort to an exact temperature. Too hot or too cold, and the beer changes type. Newsom explains.
How geeky do you want to be? There's two enzymes that convert those starches into sugars, alpha amylase and beta amylase. Beta amylase works within a range from about 140 degrees to 150 degrees. Alpha amylase works from 150 to 160.
Or, to put it more simply, in order to convert the yeast to sugar, the liquid needs to be between 140 and 160 degrees Fahrenheit.
Hey Scott, you're aware that you're boiling here, right?
As a club, they get together several times a year to brew, but they meet up once a month just to talk beer. Clinton Hamrick, one of the members, says homebrewers tend to be on the cutting edge of new styles.
The homebrewers, I think, are a little bit more on the leading edge of what beer is going to be popular this summer or the following year.
It's a lifestyle. They even plan their vacations around beer. They call them beercations.
So what we do is we go with brewers and we meet brewers over there, and usually we have really a good time. So we meet up with people and they hear we're brewers, and all of a sudden they're pulling out stuff from the backs of their refrigerator, say, hey, try this. So we end up really having a good time.
They also brew beer for competitions. This year was the Cole Cup Home Brewers Competition in Morgantown, featuring stouts and porters from regional home brewers. There's a very quiet room filled with judges sipping beers, but in a separate room is the People's Choice Competition. It's filled with all the home brewers sipping each other's beers at 10 a.m. They're voting on several categories.
Most boozy,
coolest growler, and weirdest flavor.
Jason Croston, a home brewer in the Morgantown Club, was competing with a Christmas porter and a bourbon barrel porter. He says brewing beer is something that's been passed down in his family.
My dad actually grew grapevines on the side of our house and used to make wine. You know, as a kid, I got to taste that. And I actually have some, one of my grandfathers was a brewer way back. And so yeah, it's in our family history and it's in our blood.
There are two types of home brewers, those who want to pursue opening a brewery and those who don't. Jason hopes to open a brewery one day, and he even has a name picked out.
I grew up in the backwaters of Cheat Lake, hence the name of my brewery, when I do open it, is Backwaters Brewing.
But not all home brewers want to take that path. Chris Eberlin from Cumberland, Maryland, says brewers can lose their freedom with regulation. He gave an example of his friend who makes experimental beers.
He'll just grab roots off the ground and throw them in, grab like maybe bark off a tree. Sometimes you get duds and sometimes you get really good flavors. Because the big challenge is when you're selling a commercial beer, it needs to appease to a lot of people. However, as a home brewer, I have the ability to go crazy, right? Because I've only brewed 1 to 5 gallons of the beer. So I can make something that's absolutely horrendous, dump it. It's only a little bit of time and money I wasted. But as a commercial brewer, that could be the difference between life and death.
All the home brewers spent the day tasting each other's beers, waiting to hear how they placed in the competition. Overall, the Elkins Club placed second. Back in Elkins, the Appalachian Brewing Club went on a bar crawl. Sometimes they like trying new beers at the local breweries. They started at a local restaurant and bar, El Gran Sabor. Clinton Hamrick tastes a new beer on tap.
Figs, little raisin, woody, sweet, slight caramel, not a lot of caramel. It's good.
Whether it's making their own beer, trying other beer, or taking part in competitions, home brewers simply love beer. Unlike commercial brewers, these guys aren't in it for the money. They can't legally sell you a beer, but they'll try to excite your palate. Here's Rick Gage.
I genuinely believe that there is a beer out there for everyone. People that say they don't like beer, I make it my personal mission to find them a beer that they like, because beer can taste like anything. The people that say they don't like beer just haven't tried the right one.
More people than ever are brewing beer. If you want to give it a try, the Appalachian Brew Club suggests buying a kit or joining a local club. Who knows? You might make the next award-winning lager. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Caitlin Tan in Elkins, West Virginia.